info@smilesforjake.org. This is a story that the news team covered as well. The Brainerd Lakes area suffering the loss of a couple of young girls to suicide. They are coming together, trying to do what they can. Chelsea covered that story, and it's available at kaxe.org. And then going on tonight, 4 to 6 at Clocko Brewing, you can learn about the work of the American Civil Liberties Union in Minnesota. Short program begins at 4:45. Live music from Grant Edwards will follow.
And this weekend, Great Tales Animal Rescue has a rummage sale tomorrow and Saturday from 8 to 4
what?
Each day.
Okay.
I know. Also at Clocko Brewing. Shop a variety of items and support local shelter animals. Did you end up doing any rummage sailing last week? We talked about this.
Yeah.
Do we have time or should we save it? Bookmark it?
We'll bookmark it.
Bookmark it. Okay.
Yeah. We haven't talked. Did you go Saturday too?
I did not.
Okay. I didn't either. It was not then. But I got some on Friday. So
same.
Good. Okay, we'll be telling you lots more as because you are dying to know what Kari and I got in a rummage
I'm
sale.
Sure you are.
Actually, we'd love to hear from you. This is the season of rummage sales. And
tell us your finds.
Oh, my gosh. 218-326-1234. One of the finds that I had, I'm just going to say this, it was so cute. It was little. And as I am wont to do, I suspect you do this too. You put too many things in your arms to carry in the house. It had its demise in the garage immediately.
Sad.
I mean, you know, we spent like a quarter, but it
maybe.
Was beautiful. Oh, that hurts, man.
Oh, that is sad.
Hurts. Local news up next with the Up North Report. Keep those calls coming. Keep those pledges online at kaxe.org. 218-326-1234. Our stalwart volunteer, Janet, here to take your phone call.
For KAXE News, I'm Emma Crabb with the Up North Report. The U.S. Forest Service has lifted some campground restrictions in Superior National Forest. In a news release Wednesday, the Forest Service reports it will lift its ban on all burning to allow campfires in designated areas in campgrounds. Staff for the Forest Service added that backcountry campsites, including all areas in the boundary waters, will remain under a full campfire ban. On Tuesday, the Forest Service also announced it would reopen Trails End Campground, which borders the boundary waters, because of no recent wildfire spread in the area. According to the Forest Service, the risk for wildfire across northern Minnesota remains moderate to high. After nearly 20 years of substantial deficits and controversy surrounding the Sanford Event Center, the Bemidji City Council may be bringing management of the center in-house. Larissa Donovan has more.
The contract between the city and management company ASM, now known as Legends Global, expires in March 2027. The contract with the New York-based firm has been in place since 2022, following the city ending its contract with Iowa-based VenueWorks. During a Monday work session, the council discussed three potential options: renewing the contract with Legends Global, a hybrid management option where some aspects of running the center would be contracted out, or completely taking on management in-house. Over the years, leadership of the regional event center was marked by high turnover, with executive directors getting fired, resigning, and even getting a felony theft conviction for misusing public funds. Bemidji Mayor George Prince says the city does not have that type of turnover and that bringing the Sanford Center's finances in-house would be a top priority to him.
When you farm out your finance, that's what you potentially open yourself up to.
The city's overall investment into the Sanford Center is around $120 million. Despite frequent use as a convention center, City Manager Rich Spitzka notes only three Sanford Center concerts took place last year. By contrast, Mankato's city-run center put on 18. Prince and Spitzka say there have not yet been any direct conversations between the city and Legends Global about the expiring contract. This would be the next step before any formal vote. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
As Talon Metals eyes a mine in the McGregor area, Indigenous community members led a 13-mile water walk in prayer for the nearby Mississippi watershed. Stella Meyerhoff was there and has more.
Early Saturday morning, a crowd gathered at Big Sandy Lake in McGregor to offer prayers for the water surrounding the proposed Talon Metals mine. Then they journeyed to Tamarack. The women took turns walking a mile carrying a bucket of water. The men held an eagle staff behind them for protection. They moved continuously as they traveled, just as water flows.
Every step is a prayer. It was a way to pray for the water, Manoman, the fish, every living being in this area because it is under a threat.
Leanna Goose helped organize the walk. She said that along the way, they were reminded of what's at stake.
We saw the butterflies, the bees. We saw an otter this morning. We saw a flock of geese crossing the road. And it was just a really beautiful example, you know, of what we're fighting to protect.
Goose is concerned that the mine could not only harm the local community, but have widespread impact.
This is the Mississippi River watershed. It's a water that provides drinking water to millions of people downstream, and it cannot become a sacrifice zone.
Jessica Johnson is the external affairs manager at Talon Metals. She said that the proposed project has safety and the environment in mind.
The design itself is all revolved around safety for the environment, but also safety for the employees.
But many of those attending the water walk have their doubts. Dawn Goodwin participated to support Sandy Lake and the people who live nearby. She calls the plan foolish and short-sighted.
No mine like this has been non-toxic.
The public comment period on the environmental assessment for the proposed Tamarack mining project closes September 14th. Stella Mayerhoff, Report for America Corps member for KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Emma Crabb, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
It is 7:07. Thanks for joining us here on People Powered KAXE. You heard there the voices of new reporters at KAXE with the Up North Report. I believe that was Emma. And we've got a brand new reporter, Stella. We've got another week or so with Aaron, our intern from the University of Minnesota and Report for Minnesota. We were able to find funding because local news is needed in our region. There are foundations that are around the country that want this kind of thing to be happening. So we've been able to do that. And as we bring you more and more, we are continuing to build the budget of KAXE. I'm Heidi Holton with Kari Hedlund. We need that base of support to make that kind of thing possible.
And just like Heidi was saying, those funding sources from the, you know, grant opportunities from foundations.
Bush Foundation.
Right. Showing that we've got member support is one of the best ways for us to even be considered for some of these grants, because we're able to prove that we've got a steadfast group of, listeners. Mm-hmm. Who believe in us so much that they will become members. You can join us right now for as little as it goes down to $5 a month. Maybe you've got $1,000 that you're able to donate. We're looking for that pledge of support right now. We've got a goal of $50,000, and we're keeping this going until Saturday through Green Cheese. And we need your support right now. 218-326-1234. Heidi, guess what I'm doing on Saturday?
I know you and Anders are going to be on.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this.
I played a little clip of Anders when he was probably four.
I heard that.
Yesterday.
Oh my God. I remember that I wasn't
there
for...
You want to be a magician? Instead of a musician. Oh, so cute.
So great. Now, does he...
Should I play him that? He'll probably be like so mortified.
I was going to say, is he prepared to be kind of a local celeb after this?
Well, I think I told him that he should tell his friends to tune in, and the look of almost mortification. He was so mortified.
Yeah.
He was like, oh. I'm like, no, you got to tell him. Tune in. Oh, I don't know about that. So.
Wow.
We'll see. But yeah, we're on the river Saturday from 4 to 7. Tom Daniels on Back Porch Harmony that day. And for Green Cheese Trivia, it's Mike Berry and Heather Johnson. A great day of programming coming up on Saturday as well. But we're looking for your support right now. Give us a call, 218-326-1234. We've heard from Dr. Gonzo in Foston, Carol in White Bear Lake, and Vincent in Lafayette, Indiana. And we need your support now. We've got a $1,000 match on the table if we hear from 10 folks this morning. So we've got 7 more to reach that match, which all goes towards our ultimate goal of $50,000.
Also coming up on Saturday morning, celebrating music at 9 a.m., an extended version of Spin That Ish.
Yeah, we started this about a year and a half ago, where the music team, sometimes we have guests come on. We talk about music that was released the previous month and some of our personal favorites. Just more of a kind of a podcast style of a conversation, a little looser. Can get go into some, you know, strange places sometimes. But it's fun. And this Saturday at 9, Malachi, Dan, and myself are taking a look back at 2026 so far and our releases that have really stood out to us thus far. And we'd love to always know what you're listening to. Text us 218-326-1234.
You're going to help us make that match. It's going to be a great day. We're celebrating music. We're celebrating community. And we're celebrating you, someone who steps forward and says, I believe that independent media should stick around and that it is worthy of putting some money aside for each and every month. Do your part. 218-326-1234. Chance of showers for our day with thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Highs 86 to 89 with south winds 5 to 15. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight. Cloudy with lows in the mid-60s.
We receive support from area businesses like Rapids Brewing Company, a place for gathering and community featuring live music multiple times a week, farm fresh food, and rotating beers from their own brew house. More information about their events, music, and menu available at rapidsbrewingco.com.
It's been a tough week. Was it just yesterday?
It was just yesterday that the news broke that Glenn Hanser died the night before on a motorcycle accident. He was only 56 years old. Really shocking news to the music industry and community. So I've just been seeing an outpouring of love from Courtney Marie Andrews. Was just on tour with him. We just had that conversation with Ida, I'm blanking on her last name, who was just up here for Fire in the Village, who played with.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Went on tour with him. We were just talking about this on the Thursday morning show. And so really shocking news to all of us, actually.
Yeah. If, you know, that the movie Once, that's when most people started to find out about Glenn Hansard and the music there. And he's had such a great career. I remember so strongly when Shane McGowan died from the Pogues and what he performed at that and how cut up he was and what he meant to him and how he led people in this remembrance of him. His music is going to stand the test of time. That's for sure. He seemed like such a approachable person too, somehow.
Yeah. Yep, so we're going to take a listen to a track from that soundtrack that was a huge one of the...
Won an Academy Award.
Yes, yeah, huge soundtrack.
That words fall yourself. It's time that you mourn. Take this sinking boat and point it home. We still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice. You've made it now. Fall in slowly, sing your melody. I'll sing it
Glenn Hansard, Falling Slowly. We lost Glenn Hansard a couple days ago in a motorcycle accident. So sad.
So sad.
To the music world.
And, you know, that really, that song, Heidi, is such a touching one. And KAXE lost a really steadfast member. That's the second time I've used that word, but it's truly like Catherine Downing. We got word yesterday that we lost Catherine Downing, sister to Guido, Steve Downing.
And a million other Downings.
A million other Downings. And KAXE member since 1976. And while that seems, you know, why would you even bring that up in the same sentence? Catherine would want that to be brought up in the same sentence. You know?
Yeah.
And I know she was a great friend to you as well and was just a steady Eddie at showing up for all of our live music. Always there.
I don't know if I know anybody who loved live music as much as she did.
No.
I really don't. I mean, she was there, whether it was the community band supporting her daughter, the orchestra. Blues music was her thing.
Yeah.
So many years, it was just a tradition to get to the Blues Festival at every single one of our festivals, for sure.
Yeah.
If you ever attended those, the very cool woman with the dreadlocks, that's
we're Catherine.
Talking about.
Yeah. So lots of love out to her family and friends. I know that goes far and wide.
Yeah. KAXE was everywhere. I remember going over to her house, her showing me the radios and how, it just, she's like, it's my friend.
Yeah.
Keeps me going and the people. And
So it is radio, and that is a simple thing, but it can actually be so meaningful. We've heard so many stories over the years, myself included. I had that same story of when I first moved up here, was in the middle of the woods, and KAXE was my companion. Mm-hmm. That was you and John Latimer, and you and John Bauer, and Scott Hall, and, you know, it was just, that was my connection to this place, my connection to people, because I didn't have either before I moved up here. And I, you know, it's weird. It's a singular and individual experience, but it's the more I have been around KAXE, it's the same story from so many people. So how, if that's a way KAXE has impacted your life, we'd love to hear from you now, even with a story or a membership. That's what we're here asking you for. It is our summer member drive. And we're looking for new members, renewing members. Maybe you've been at $10 a month and you're ready to bump up to $20 a month. Right now is the time to do it. Go to KAXE.org or call us 218-326-1234. On a lighter note, got a text from Tucker from Virginia. who said, Kari, I realized I never followed up on my search for the jump rope rhyme you couldn't identify. I said I wouldn't resort to Google. Would a good green cheese listener cheat? And the people I thought would know, including my mom, only had the vague recollection you did. I hope the power of radio helped somebody else find what you sought. It didn't, Tucker, actually. Thanks for bringing up a sore subject. I've been thinking about it a lot.
You know what he's talking about, though.
Not last night, but the night before, I met my boyfriend at the candy store. Bought him ice cream, bought him cake, brought him home with a bellyache.
Wow.
Doctor. Dun, dun, dun. I can't remember. It was a jump rope thing.
Someone's going to know the jump rope thing there. I've never heard that before, but nice job. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Heidi. Really. Thank you for that. You're encouragement.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. So thank you, Tucker, again, bringing up a sore subject.
Hope you're having a good day, Tucker. It's always good to hear from you. Kari, we promised some talk about rummage sales.
Oh, yes, we did. Okay. So, you broke a little plate from a little Japanese plate.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Sorry for your loss on that one.
why do I never learn? Stop trying to carry everything in one trip.
All the bags. I know. Like, it's really that hard.
And something falls, something spills, you're wearing white. I mean,
I've got all the bags, and then you get angry because you can't fit through the door.
No, that one came from a church rummage sale where you could pay what you wanted.
Yes.
And we actually went back the next day and got a great chest, like a old steamer trunk sort of thing.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that was great. But yeah, I got a whole bunch of things and you could just pay whatever you wanted to, which is always a little hard for me. I met a great lady who she and I...
Of course you did.
Just started looking through the clothes together and, you know, talking about sizes. And then I was teasing her. There was like a disco shirt that was like very silvery and sequiny. I was trying to get her to wear it. And then she's like, no, you should wear it. And then I heard her talking to her church lady friend. And she's like, that lady over there, she and I are joking about a shirt that we might get. And the lady went right over to her and she goes, this shirt, right? Are you talking about that? It's just fun. Just so much fun. I didn't get it.
Okay. Well, but I wish you would have worn it today.
I got some good stuff, including I find some really nice dishcloths, if that makes any sense.
I found so many napkins at that same sale.
That had so many napkins.
The floral. Oh, I got these amazing ones. And I had a conversation with one of the women there, too, about nobody uses cloth napkins anymore. And I said, well, I do.
I met that lady, too.
But somebody must have dropped off. I also got a really beautiful tablecloth. There were... Mm-hmm. And the colors on these tablecloths were so fun. So that was
Did you
good
get those
find.
Pants I showed you?
They weren't there. Oh. Somebody must have snagged them.
Okay.
Did you talk someone else into buying them while you were there?
And probably. And you can't really know if someone would want them, but they look like you. So, you know, I should have just gotten them, for you. And you could have just donated them back. But sometimes you don't want to overstep either because it's all about, I know you're very particular, as we all are. It's not. Singular to Kari, but you want to pick your own thing.
Yeah.
So I might have, just tainted it by buying it for you. So
probably.
Who knows? But anyway, so a lot of kitchen dining sort of stuff, huh? You got that.
And then at another rummage sale, I got, hold on.
You can give us a call right now. Tell us about your rummage sale finds and tell us that you support conversations like this that keep you connected. That keep you going on your Thursday morning. This is how we do it. We ask for your help. We need you to come through now. 218-326-1234. We've got a big goal by Saturday night and another goal for this morning, and we can't do it unless we get that next membership. 218-326-1234. Call with your donation now.
Okay. Now I can talk. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'm on the hunt for some... I really don't like martini glasses, and so I'm on the hunt for some really fun, like a different collection of other glassware to get rid of those ones. And do
You're looking for martinis?
No, maybe a whiskey sour or like a fun, sort of cocktail. I found a crystal goblet for 25 cents.
Oh my.
It sings when you tink it. It even had the crystal sticker still on it. That was like one of my, this is what I do it for moments. It was incredible. So yeah, that's probably one that I was most excited about, but got a few things. And then my neighbor across the street is moving. And so the daughter had a free sale, just basically come in and take whatever you want. I'd just been telling Kyle the night before that I was, maybe I told you last week, that I'm looking for a bocce ball set and a croquet set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bocce ball set.
Wow.
An old Eddie Bauer bocce ball set. It's perfect. We played a lot of it this week so far. My family's been up and there's been a lot of bocce happening.
Wow.
So
that's cool. And I'm waiting for my brain to wake up a little bit here, because there was something also I went in that I found that I had been also looking for, and suddenly it was there, and it was shocking. I think it was at the church one. I gotta try to remember what it was.
It's shocking.
Yes.
Yeah. Fun.
Lots of, it's the time of rummage sales. Did you make it to the swap meet?
I did not.
Okay.
Nope. Had big plans to do it. And we ended up not chopping down a lot of trees. There were trees that had fallen down during one of our recent storms. And so we ended up having to work. Wah, wah, you know,
we went, but I was in no mood for that heat.
Yeah.
So it didn't quite cut it for me this year, but that's okay.
That's okay. There's always next year.
Yep.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, KAXE. You know, that's not just a statement that we're people powered. We are literally people powered. Membership is a huge priority for us, and it has to be. It's part of our budget, and it's one of the largest slices of the pie of our budget, and we intend to keep it that way. And we need you now to support independent radio like KAXE, where you're going to hear music like our album of the week from John R. Miller. We'd love to hear from you now. Keep us going this morning. Join Dr. Gonzo, Carol, and Vincent with your pledge of support. 218-326-1234. If you pledge at $20 a month, you're walking away with a brand new t-shirt from KAXE, and we'd love to hear from you.
Did we get a call from like far away that saw our t-shirt and they want
a community radio station in Viroqua, Wisconsin.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Called to ask.
We know that town, don't we?
We sure do. They want to riff off of the shirt that we got going on. We'll share the love. We'll
Absolutely.
Spread the love, you know?
Yeah, it's all about music and community. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it's Headwaters with Andrew DeZingle and friends. It's going to be a great morning of music. Thanks so much for being with us, and we need your support right now. 7 more unlocks $1,000. We can't do it without that next person.
We can't. We need to hear from you now. 218-326-1234 or at kaxe.org. We also want to thank Bemidji Brewing for their support, featuring Sunset Sounds, live and local music on the patio from 6 to 8 on our alternating Saturdays this summer. Bemidji Beer, nice catch.
And thanks to the Namath Art Center. They're located in the historic Hubbard County Courthouse in Park Rapids, and they feature works by Jewula Coffee, Peter Dreisen, and more. On display now through September 26th. More info at namathartcenter.org.
Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be having our best wishes, where we wish our friends and neighbors happy birthday and anniversary. If you've got one to share, you can text that in, 218-326-1234. Then later this hour, we're talking with Larissa Donovan about her multi-part series on the impacts of incarceration, specifically the disproportionate rates of incarceration on Native people. So that is coming up around 7:45 this morning. And next hour, we're talking with Chris Walker on the Grand Rapids Downtown Alliance and about the Lakes Area Music Festival. So you said Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
You wish.
His name is John Taylor Ward. Do you think he got Jonathan Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to ask him.
We will ask him.
I feel like he's in that age bracket.
It was fun. Yeah, I got an email from him yesterday just to double check that he was on today. And he said, I'm in the car and KXE's on and they're promoing. So I guess I know we're on tomorrow.
It's one way to find out.
Yeah. It'll be really fun. It's fun to catch up with Taylor every year. So passionate about music and the Brainerd Lakes area that this in the summertime is filled with classical musicians from all around the world that spend a lot of their summer there and perform. And one of the basic tenets of the Lakes Area Music Festival is that, you know, this music belongs to everybody. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what they do, it's pay what you can. It's in outdoor spaces. It's in places you wouldn't expect. and just a really cool thing.
You know, Malachi and I got a call the other day from a woman who, from New York, but is in Park Rapids this summer for an opera. So I wonder if it's with the...
It's not.
It's a different
thing. It's the Park Rapids Opera Festival.
I mean, and come on.
Andrew did a story yesterday on it, on Area Voices,
that one.
And it's at kexc.org. No, there are multiple like opera things that happen. I thought she was talking about the one on the range, but she's like, no, I'm in Park Rapids.
Yeah.
And she's only, you know, she's here every summer for just a few weeks. And KXC, she just like, it's just a huge part of my life here. And I just love it.
Okay. So you took that call.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was great. So many people helping out. We need you to help out right now. 218-326-1234. And we can do some best wishes?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. It is time now where we wish our friends and neighbors a happy birthday and happy anniversary. Got a couple of birthdays today. Let's save that top one for the last.
Okay.
Oh, I should have picked a song.
Do you want to go get it?
Maybe.
You want to go get something?
Okay. Can you riff by yourself for a little bit?
I can do it. I'll tell you about the time when I was down by the river. Kari's getting some music for one of our birthday kids, I would say. A longtime member and volunteer at KEXE. Please help us out. 218-326-1234. Get that t-shirt. You're not going to regret it. If you're not a t-shirt person, pass it on to someone in your life. They will love you forever because you're getting this great t-shirt. You can go to kaxe.org. You can celebrate Marilyn Monroe's 100th birthday Friday, July 31st at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji. It's an evening of glamour with a costume contest plus a screening of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. Film also stars Jane Russell, who was born in Bemidji. Proceeds will benefit St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Full details at starlitboutique.com. So yeah, it's a costume contest. I've dressed up as Marilyn Monroe so many times.
Okay, I just came back into this conversation from the library, but I really like where this is headed. And I'd like pictures.
Sorry, it was before pictures existed.
Oh, yeah, before cameras were around. Yep, let's listen to number one.
Okay,
we've got some birthdays to share today. Lisa Joy Hess turned 62 from Warba.
Happy birthday, Lisa. Welcome. She newly moved closer to us.
So. Oh, okay. I was like, welcome to 62.
That too.
Well, that too. Yeah. Why
not? Longtime stalwart member, Barb Veit. Happy 80th to you, Barb, from Trout Lake Township.
And our deepest happy birthday wishes go out to Papa Steve Ross, who recently retired from the Dead Set, but is wringing his arm to come back as an On the River host. He passed the...
Be on tomorrow.
He'll be on tomorrow for a Hot Dish Time Machine from 11 to 1. So happy birthday to you.
He's got... I always tell him this too. He's got the best smile in America.
And the laugh.
Yeah. But it's just... I think it's because of the beard and the hair.
And the teeth.
And when he
his
smiles,
teeth stick out.
It's like ding.
Not stick out. His teeth.
We love you.
They stand out because they're white. That's what I meant. Happy birthday. I'm just going to roast you a little bit this morning, I guess.
Well, the first days are the hardest days. Don't you worry anymore. 'Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind. What I want to know is, are you kind? It's a buck dancer's choice, my friends. Better take my advice. You know all the rules by now, and the fire from the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Oh, what I want to know. Will you come with me? Goddamn, will I declare? Have
built of cannonballs. Their motto is called Check on Me. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come with me or go alone. He's come to take his children home. Same story the crow told, it's the only one he knows. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Whoa, oh, what I want to know, where does the time go? In a silver mine, and I call it Beggar's Tomb. I got me a violin, and I beg you call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Whoa, oh, what I want to know, how does the song go? Uncle John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along, go alone. He's come to take his children home.
Shout out to Papa Steve Ross with that one. Happy birthday. And happy birthday to you all today on this July 30th. It is our summer member drive. Oh, hold on. I got a job to do.
Yep. 218-326-1234. There we go. I thought I lost my pen. That was very difficult.
How was that for a lovely gong? I'm just going to say to myself, because it was nice.
Nice job, Kari. Bill... My twin.
Oh, Bill.
He's wearing the new shirt. So am I, Bill. Doesn't it feel good? It's nice and soft. He was in yesterday to give it to his, in honor of his two kids, and he got the shirt, and he's giving an extra bit right now to keep us going so we can reach that goal and get that match.
Bill, thank you so much. Bill from Grand Rapids coming through, and we are looking for, we need to hear from 10 people this morning in order to unlock $1,000.
No, we don't. Six.
Oh, I'm sorry. Six more people this morning to hear to unlock an extra $1,000 towards our $50,000 goal. That's 1/50th of our goal, that extra $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge for us. And that is done by folks who really want to see this station succeed and move into the next 50 years. And know that that's a great way to do it. It's a great incentivizer for folks knowing that their dollars will be doubled for KAXE, but not necessarily out of your pocket. So give us a call now, 218-326-1234, or go to KAXE. Heidi.
.org.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We also want to thank area businesses like North Homes Children and Family Services, providing compassionate mental health services to children and families at home, school, and in the community. More information at northhomes.org.
We do have a chance of showers moving in this afternoon with thunderstorms. Highs 86 to 89, winds out of the south up to 15. Showers and thunderstorms likely for tonight, cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And that chance of showers and thunderstorms continues tomorrow, just a chance, but then partly sunny, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Temperatures overnight tomorrow, upper 50s to low 60s, and sunny on Saturday, highs 82 to 87.
So that red sky this morning really may be red sky in the morning. Sailors take warning.
Could be.
A sitch.
Or could just be, you know, forest fire.
Residual.
Yeah.
Residue, we, I almost said.
You actually did say, but you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm checking. We're at a moderate level for our air quality, but you still see it show up.
Especially at sunset.
Yeah.
It seems like, and sunrise. But that's going on this morning. Where are you listening from? We've heard from Fauston, White Bear Lake, Lafayette, Indiana, and Grand Rapids so far today. And we'd love to hear from you now. Text 218-326-1234. And you can text or donate to that number to get a link in order to become a member, renew your membership, or give an additional gift. Or you can call Janet at 218-326-1234. And no, that's not just a random Janet whose number I'm giving out. That's KAXE's number.
Right.
Janet is our volunteer.
Yep.
Just probably need to clear things up here a little bit, Heidi, so people aren't like, who's Janet?
It's Janet. She helps
Janet.
Out. Yeah.
She makes kolaches. She and her partner.
No, Don does.
Don does. I
Come
know.
On.
But Janet delivers.
Yeah, she sure she does deliver.
She delivers. Yeah.
I mean, they're big cheesers. That's what.
Yes.
They moved to Grand Rapids because of KXE.
Were they not king and queen?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yes.
I think they
I
were.
Believe they were. Which, there's going to be a new king and queen crowned soon.
Yeah. A week from Saturday.
Week on August 8th, Green Cheese Picnic. It's where cheesers unite.
Woo.
And hang out outside the KAXE studios in Grand Rapids. And we've got a potluck that starts at 5 o'clock. And then live Green Cheese Trivia. In person, we've got our hosts coming. You'll get to see Julie Crabb, Brandon Chase.
We now Mike call Barry. Him Brandon Cheese. Why have we never called him?
How has that never happened?
I know.
When did we start calling him Brandon
Yesterday
Cheese?
Yesterday when he pledged.
Oh, shoot. I missed that. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So Brandon Cheese, was that during your Crab show?
Yes, it was.
With the...
I was Heidi Crabb for
I heard.
3 hours.
It was yes.
Exciting.
Honorary Crab member.
Yes. We're talking grandmas.
I know.
And granddaughters. And I had the great pleasure to go to Meadowlands and watch 2 episodes of Gilmore Girls with them. That's
and
what they're doing every night. And that's all about the grandmothers and daughters and granddaughters. And it was just really fun hanging out with them. They're so fun.
Now, are they chatters while the show is going on?
Oh,
yeah.
Have you met Julie? I mean, there is some stoppage to explain maybe a pop culture reference, which they think Robin doesn't know, but she actually does know. So, yeah.
The kids know everything. I mean, the songs that Signo was singing, has been singing this week to my family's like, how do you know that song? Anders put a Phil Collins song on his playlist the other day. And I was like, what?
Phil Collins?
Yeah.
Wow. In the Air Tonight?
Just another day.
Please tell me it wasn't Susudio.
In paradise. No.
Okay.
A good, better one.
Okay, good.
I mean, no shade to Susudio fans out there.
Well.
Maybe a little bit.
Right now, we're going to listen to our Daily Dose of Phenology with John Latimer, and then we're checking in with our reporter, Larissa Donovan.
On today's date, July 30th, in the year 1988, I noticed that the American Kestrels have returned to the field edges and the power lines. They brought their young with them for the year. The Kestrel is a falcon, our smallest falcon, and possibly the smallest falcon in the world. It hunts from an ambush position, so it likes sitting on power lines. And that hunting style allows the bird to be a bit smaller and a bit less muscular than its compatriots, and this advantage is conferred by having the need of less food. So the bird doesn't need to eat as much as a larger falcon. Its food needs can be met by a few small mice and voles and an occasional grasshopper, maybe a dragonfly now and then, and the kestrel will be just fine. Its young have been hatched in a cavity somewhere and are now joining the parents out again along the edges of fields and on power lines, and will be learning the tricks of the trade, learning how to be an ambush hunter.
That is your daily dose of phenology. If you missed phenology this week, it's available through the Season Watch podcast or at KAXE.org. It is 7:46 on this Thursday morning, Thursday, July 30th, and it is our summer membership drive.
It is. We were just asking where you're listening from, and Frances texted in saying they are listening from Outing, Minnesota. Thanks, Frances, for that. We need to hear from you with your gift of membership right now. We've got a match on the table to unlock $1,000. We need to hear from six more folks, and we'll keep it going even after we reach that goal to get even closer to our $50,000 goal. Call 218-326-1234. We were just talking about Janet, who is here to answer the phones and help us out, and we were saying Janet delivers. And she popped her head and she was like, do you even know I used to be a mail carrier?
Yeah.
Like, literally delivered all the time.
That's right.
Call Janet, 218-326-1234.
That's a perfect segue because Larissa Donovan also delivers when it comes to news.
Sure does.
Larissa, welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
Will you take that honor? You do deliver.
I do my best. Oh. You know, it's tough sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
it is tough.
Well, that's we called you in today. I love Thursday mornings. We get to talk with one of the reporters from our newsroom. And, you know, it's good to hear the news, but it's also good to hear, like, how it happens and why it happens. And that's what we try to do. That's one of the basic things about KXE is this intentionality and transparency of how we do what we do. And Larissa, you were lucky to be a part of this project. I wonder if you can kind of just lay the base for us here.
Right. So like late last year, I applied for a grant after I, you know, did this Pointer. Like, this Pointer is a journalism nonprofit that works. Its work is out there to support journalists to get better and smarter and all that good stuff. But which is, you know, for me, I didn't go to like a real journalism school. Okay. I just kind of started doing the news one day and that was it.
You're a journalist. So, you are.
So, yeah, it's been really valuable for me to attend these seminars because, like, you know, I've relied on a lot of instincts and a lot of it's reassuring that my instincts were correct. So anyway, after doing this seminar, I applied for a grant to do an impact of incarceration series myself. And here in Bemidji, I live in the shadow of the current Beltrami County Jail. Every week I'm checking the inmate rosters and I see a lot of Indigenous faces and Indigenous names. And, you know, it's something that, you know, has never really sat right with me. I'm like, what can we do to unpack some of this? Like, you know, why is this structured the way it's structured? And, you know, as Beltrami County is building a new jail, like I was especially interested in that, a new jail with a higher capacity. So one of the first interviews I did actually was I sat down with the sheriff and the jail administrator and the chief deputy. And, you know, we talked about, like, you know, what are we doing in the jails and like what can be done differently? And, you know, they talked about, you know, they're doing what they can with the amount of money they get. It's like a $15 million budget for the current jail. And I think the new jail is somewhere in the $80 million ballpark range just for construction. But, you know, those sort of numbers, you know, I report on government for many years and, you know, like we always find the money to lock people away, right? We always find the money to do that. But like, what if people thought about using some of that money and that energy to do things that help people. And I chatted with, first I put out a survey and, you know, got some responses like, has incarceration impacted you? And I did use the metric of dollars because, you know, a lot of the things how incarceration impacts people cannot be measured in dollars, of course. But, you know, a lot of the impacts like with housing and transportation and finding jobs after the fact, I mean, these all roll into like serious economic hurdles for people who, and even family members who have experienced incarceration either directly or indirectly. And from those survey responses, I, you know, did further engagement hoping that someone would want to, you know, just sit down and talk about their story openly. And I found that person and her partner in East Grand Forks. And, you know, a lot of what Jennifer and Jason were saying in our interview really struck home with all the research and all the survey responses I had gotten to that point that, you know, addiction and generational trauma and, you know, barriers to access really all play into, you know, the cycles of, you know, poverty, addiction, and event, and that often leads to getting tangled up in the criminal justice system. I also chatted with a lawyer, a public defense office, one of four nonprofit public defense offices in the state, and one of two that specifically cater to Native clients. And I had a really interesting conversation with James and Thomas about, you know, who their clients are and what they see in their day-to-day work. So a lot of subject material to go over. I know the pieces are very verbose, but... You can find them. You can read them. The three parts are out there in their entirety. Audio pieces are starting to roll out with the first one that was last weekend. The second part will be this weekend. And then the finale will be the following weekend.
You can find those all at KAXE.org, along with all the other news that the news team is covering each and every day, something that your membership dollars help support. We need to hear from you now. Help support independent public media, KAXE, 218-326-1234. You can call that number or text or donate to that number as well.
Larissa, thank you so much for doing these stories and your initiative to dig a little bit deeper, because I know as a reporter, there are constant stories floating by, things you got to follow up on, and probably not easy to switch gears a little bit to do something in depth like this.
You know, I wish I had years to do the research and the sourcing and, you know, but I did my best with the time I was given.
Yeah. And it'll inform your reporting in the future. It's exciting.
Right. The work doesn't stop here.
Yeah. Right. Thanks so much, Larissa. Good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Larissa.
You are listening to People Powered, KAXE. We are looking for your support this morning. We're going to take a listen now to our album of the week. We're all about music this week, and you'll see that when you pick up your t-shirt as a thank you gift. It's just say no to algorithms. What do we mean by that?
So that means when you go on your streaming service, and, you know, we understand people have, many of us have multiple platforms in which we listen to things. But the reality is with the streaming service, it's based on algorithms. So it is based off, if you put in an artist, then it will give you artists just like that artist. So if you put in, for example, a couple male artists, guess who's not going to show up on your playlist?
Women.
Or anyone else.
Yeah.
And if you put in Americana, you're not going to be getting the global sounds. Mm-hmm. It is based on algorithms, and it does not stray from those algorithms. There's no personal touch to it. And KAXE has been algorithm free since 1976. And every single thing that you hear that is produced out of the Northern Minnesota offices of KAXE, KBXE, that is picked by the person behind the mic. They are choosing every single song. Even with our album of the week, we ask our volunteers to play that. They get to choose whatever song they want off of the album of the week. But that's the only thing we're actually asking, you know, encouraging them to play. We have a format that we ask our volunteers to follow. But beyond that, they have the freedom to choose whatever songs they want to play on the radio. That's a beautiful thing in 2026.
So do record companies pay you to be chosen as album of the week?
No.
How does that happen, what you choose?
Well, we try to, you know, showcase albums that maybe push our listeners a little bit sometimes into territories that they don't think that they would be interested in, but we think it's worthy of an ear. Sometimes it's just an album like this one that we've got this week from John R. Miller that to me is just like grand slam home run. KAXC listeners would definitely pick up the vibe on this one. And then we also try to represent our format within our album of the week. So we cover the blues, we cover global releases, we cover folk and Americana and rock and, you know, all the things that you hear on KAXC every single day, we try to incorporate into our album of the week. So it's all very intentional and it's, you know, we're thoughtful in how we're doing that, which is kind of exactly what KAXC is. It feels loose and free, and it is, but there is also intentionality.
That's right. We train our volunteers. They are running the board while they are picking the music. They are choosing what community events that we have put together to tell you about. And it is media like no other. It is a radio station that connects you to where you live. It has soul. It means something. And we need you to help us out. We need you to understand that and keep us going. We need you because we've got this match on the table and we are determined that it will happen in a little over an hour because that next person's going to make that phone call now, 218-326-1234.
Support also comes from area businesses like Ledger and Ladle, restaurant in downtown Grand Rapids with a rotating menu every few months to explore a new region, technique, or ingredient. More at ledgerandladle.com.
All right, we're going to take a listen to that album of the week.
Okay, what song did you cue up?
Number one.
Number one, Don't Bet on Me. The Great Unknowing is the new album. It's John R. Miller's third release, recorded in Tulsa, Oklahoma.